One of the least endearing of all birds might be one of the most endearing if it were better understood. The lowly turkey vulture's bald head and scavenging ways keep it off just about anyone's top 10 birds, and when people know a little more about it, how when it's frightened its main defense is to vomit on its perceived enemy, and how it urinates on its legs to cool down, well, that's plenty enough to keep it off most lists of beloved birds. But when you get to know a turkey vulture, or simply meet its eyes for a long moment, you can't help but think that there's something worth reckoning inside. Turkey vultures are obliged by their digestive system to eat meat. It's all they can digest. But they seem to have faced a monumental philosophical question long ago in evolutionary history and virtually never kill to obtain their meat or even to hasten the dying process at all. Rather, they find their carcasses pre-killed. Vultures find their carcasses by sight and by their well-developed sense of smell. They tend to prefer smaller rather than larger carcasses. They aren't aggressive about defending their place at the table, so they easily get edged out by eagles, ravens, and even crows. By taking smaller prey, they have a better chance of cleaning up before anyone else shows up. Although their sense of smell is excellent, their sense of what smells good is completely skewed toward what we find offensive. They don't mind eating skunks at all, though they often leave the scent glands intact. When it comes to meat, they prefer theirs not just merely dead, but really most sincerely dead. They prefer fresh over putrid meat, but their beak and feet are too weak to tear apart most fresh carcasses, so they wait until bacteria soften them. A vulture's bald head is that way for a reason. It has no feathers to get gooped up when it plunges its head deep into a rotten carcass. Experiments established that vultures are attracted to the smell of ethyl mercaptan, and so now natural gas companies often introduce this odorant into their pipelines. That way they can easily locate leaks where turkey vultures are circling or on the ground. Both parent vultures take turns incubating, brooding, and feeding their babies. Feeding baby vultures seems gross by our standards. Vulture feet and beaks are far too weak to lug carcasses to the nest, so instead adults eat their fill and then fly back and regurgitate the somewhat digested food for their babies, who find vulture vomit delicious. Turkey vultures seem to mate for life, but probably don't stay together away from their nest site. As with some human partnerships, they may be happier taking separate vacations, or absence may make their hearts grow fonder. Turkey vulture numbers seem to be increasing. They're extending their range northward, perhaps in part because of climate change, and they capitalize on roadkill, which is available in depressing abundance. They get killed by cars too, so it's a courtesy, albeit something few people are willing to do, to toss carcasses well to the side of the road for them. The time I tossed a flattened skunk to a vulture who had galumped off the road as my car approached, it looked at me with what sure looked like genuine gratitude. Turkey vultures clean up a lot of our messes. Seems like the least we can do is to help them eat those carcasses safely. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.